Chào san. It's a delight for Bonnie and I to be with you today.
好開心能夠今日我同我太太 Bonnie 一齊同大家見面。
Because this church has always been a special place in our hearts.
其實咧，教會係好特別嘅啊！我成日都將你哋記掛在我的心上。
It's fun to see some familiar faces again today.
好開心見到好熟悉嘅面孔。
Some a little more gray than the last time we saw you.
咁啊，有啲白頭髮，有啲灰白啦。
But we'd like to share with you a little bit about where God is leading us in this next adventure for us.
我希望同大家分享我哋跟住要去嘅呢個宣教工場。
So both Bonnie and I are going to speak this morning.
咁咧 ，Bonnie 同我咧，今朝早咧都會同大家講嘢。
So you get to listen to the better speaker first.
咁咧，佢話 Bonnie 講得好啲，所以 Bonnie 開始先。大概十六年前，我哋嚟基約宣道會。因為咧，我當時咧，我抬住個 B B 就叫 Carmen。然後咧，我哋嚟咗之後咧，三月嘅出世啦。咁咧，佢咧就知道我嚟咗幾耐啦。咁咧，睇到佢咁大個咧，知道我哋幾愛大家。我想啊，同大家分享神喺泰國佢究竟做咗咩奇事。大家睇到呢個泰國好似喺呢個亞洲嘅中心。我哋咧嗰度有6500万人，大概咧比加拿大咧多兩倍嘅人口。但係咧比起安省嚟講咧，只得佢一半咁大。喺嗰度咧，大多數都係佛教徒。而咧，佢哋相信佛教咧，似乎就係佢本身呢個身份。佢話俾你聽咧，你做泰國人咧，就一定係佛教徒。當我哋咧諗到佢嘅喺生活喺個國家嘅時候咧，佢哋相信耶穌實在好困難。大概200年前咧，福音開始傳到泰國。在那裡只不過是有大概40,000-40,000左右的基督徒。
That's less than 1%.
只有整個人口的大概1%。
I tell people my brother works on the Silk Road.
我跟大家說我的有個兄弟他在這個絲綢之路的事工。
In a Muslim country.
他在這個回教徒的國家。
And they have less than 1%.
他那裡也是少過1%的基督徒。
But in Thailand, we can preach from the street corner.
但係喺泰國咧，我哋喺街頭咧可以同佢哋講。
It has always been a very dark country to the gospel.
但係咧，嗰個國家實在係對呢個福音好大嘅抗拒。
Now in our churches in Thailand,
喺我哋喺泰國嘅教會
，almost 50% have no pastor.
大概咧有一半咧，佢哋係冇牧師嘅。
And when our men go to graduate at Bible school,
當我哋有啲嘅弟兄佢喺呢個神學院畢業嘅時候
，they don't want to go back to the villages.
佢哋唔再去嗰啲鄉村嘅地方。
Because now they have a degree.
而家佢有個學位啦。
They could make money and support their family.
咁咧，佢可以因著呢個學位賺到錢，佢去支持佢嘅家庭。
So we understand that, but what do you do for the village churches?
咁咧，我哋都明白嘅，但係有咩辦法咧？鄉村嘅教會。
And this is what Derek and I have been doing for the last 8 years.
過去8年咧 ，Derek 同我咧就喺呢個嘅事工裏邊嚟到侍奉。
We work with a program called Sawsaw Paw.
啊，呢個咧就叫 Sawsaw Paw.
And it stands for this.Thai word here that's sun song som patana punam.
你聽得明咧，就係呢啲就泰文啦。
Sawsaw paw is easier.
Sawsaw paw 比較容易啲。
So we've been training leaders. We take the Bible school into the local church.
咁咧，我哋訓練教會嘅領袖啊，嚟到去係服侍呢個當地嘅教會。
And it's a 3-year program.
係3年嘅呢個訓練。
And every week, the men and women study the God's word.
係每一個星期咧，佢學習神嘅話語。
They meet with their group to apply it.
咁咧，佢哋喺嗰度咧，分成呢個小組一齊相聚。
And they teach in the church.
佢哋咧喺教會做教導嘅工作。
Now, when we started, there were 2 couples who trained us.
當我開始嘅時候咧，有兩對夫婦係訓練我哋。
And then they left.
然後佢哋離開咗啦。
And Derek really has been shouldering the ministry since then.
由 Derek 咧，於是又接手一路開始承擔呢個事工。
He's been very busy.
人咧實在好忙碌。
In fact, when we left, they replaced him with 3 missionaries.
當我哋離開嘅時候咧，佢哋需要3位宣教士去代替佢嘅工作。
But Derek has been traveling ever since Gemma was 1 month old.
而咧，佢時時咧都要係出門嘅。當我最細嘅仔一個月嘅時候咧，佢已經要出門啦。
And now she's 8.
而家佢已經八歲。
So he's probably been gone 1 week out of every 3 since she was born.
大概咧每三個禮拜佢就要出去一次嘅。
And we're very glad this year to have him home all year.
咁咧今年實在好開心啦，因為 Derek 咧同我哋時時喺埋一齊。
Now in that time we ask you to pray.
我哋好多時，我哋時時咧都求大家為我哋禱告。
We ask for you to pray for safety for Derek in traveling.
我哋咧求大家為Derek 佢喺呢個泰國嘅安全嚟禱告。
And in all that time, he never had an accident.
而喺咁多年來咧，佢從來冇發生過意外。
He never lost his luggage.
亦都冇唔見過啲行李。
And he was always on time.
而且次次都準時到達。
This is direct answer, God's answer to your prayers.
呢個咧就係神應允大家嘅祈禱。
We also ask you to pray for Derek's tie.
亦都為Derek 佢講嘅泰國文嚟到祈禱。
Because Derek is actually tone deaf in a tonal country.
咁咧，其實Derek咧，佢學呢個言語佢有個困難嘅。
But you know, in all that time, God has totally blessed him.
但係咧，過去呢個日子，神實在好祝福佢。
And I think on the Thai field, Derek knows more national pastors than any other missionary.
而喺泰國呢個事工方面咧，佢比起所有嘅宣教士，更加認識多呢個泰國本地嘅牧師。
God has given him wonderful relationships with the national pastors.
而咧，神亦都俾佢同嗰啲嘅牧師建立好好好嘅關係。
This is how God has answered your prayers.
而神就係咁樣嚟答覆大家嘅禱告。
We also ask that you pray for the kids and I when we were at home.
而咧，亦都係求大家咧為我同埋我啲小朋友啊喺屋企嚟到祈禱。
Now I was looking through my pictures, and this was so cute. I had to put it up.
睇翻呢啲舊嘅相咧，個個都好得意。
But I have a story connected with this.
其實呢有個故仔嘅。
Just about when Gemma was this old.
當我嘅最細嗰個嘅小朋友係咁大嘅時候咧。
I was upstairs feeding her.
我喺樓上嚟到喂緊佢。
And Jesse came running up the stairs.
而 Jesse 咧就走上嚟話俾我聽。
And he said, "Mommy, Mommy, there's a lobster in the garden."
佢話：媽咪，媽咪，後院嗰度有隻龍蝦喎。
Well, we don't live near the beach.
咁我哋又唔係住近嗰個沙灘。
So I thought, what would a 6-year-old think looks like a lobster?
咁咧，我個六歲大嘅仔點會諗起有咩嘢似只龍蝦咧
？What do you think?
你估係乜嘢
？A scorpion.
係啦，係一隻蝎子啊！大家睇到呢幅相啦。
So I jumped up and I grabbed Gemma and ran down the stairs.
咁我即刻起身咧，同阿 Gemma 一齊啊，攬咗上落樓梯落去。
And with Gemma in one arm, I took the golf club and I beat on the scorpion.
我一手抱住个女，另一手用支高尔夫球棍咧，系咁剥落去嗰只蝎子嗰度。
And I said to the two boys standing there.
咁我咧对我两个仔讲。
I said, "What if you ever see one of these? Do not touch it."
你以后咧见到呢啲嘅蝎子咧，千祈唔好逗佢。
And I saw Jesse go.
咁啊 ，Jesse 咧就突然间好似咁样跳起。
And I said, "What?"
啊咩话
？And he said.I'm so sorry, Mommy. I picked it up.
唔好意思啊，媽咪，我頭先咧拎起過佢。
You know, for a 6-year-old, a scorpion can kill them.
咁咧，對一個六歲嚟講咧，其實一隻蝎子係可以殺到佢嘅。
And I knew at that moment, my brothers and sisters in Canada were praying for us.
但係咧，大家你知唔知道啊？喺加拿大嘅兄弟姊妹實在為我哋喺度禱告。
God has used your prayers to really make a difference in our lives in these 8 years.
神咧實在用大家嘅祈禱喺我哋過去嘅八年保守我哋。
We also ask you to pray for the program.
我亦都係請大家為呢個事工嚟到去禱告。
We pray for the students, and we have graduated more than 60 Thai men and women.
為嗰啲嘅同學嚟到祈禱，而家咧已經有超過60位嘅人畢業。
We ask you to pray for the center leaders.
亦都為我哋中心嘅領袖嚟到禱告。
And we have 60 center leaders who are able to train others.
而我哋咧已經有60個嘅領袖咧，已經可以訓練其他嘅人。
We ask that you would pray that the centers would multiply.
我哋亦都係請求大家為嗰個中心係得以更加增長嚟到禱告。
And in Reverend Somjai's church alone, they are already on their 3rd center.
而家咧睇到呢個咧已經係第三個嘅中心啦。
We ask that you would pray for funds.
亦都係大家為呢個經費嚟到禱告。
We had a gentleman in the United States who passed away and left a will.
我哋有位弟兄咧，佢喺美國係離開。世界翻到天家，佢留下咗一個嘅遺囑。
He said, "I want to leave money to a program in Southeast Asia."
佢話佢想佢嘅金錢咧嚟到放喺呢個東南亞嘅事工嗰度。
And it must be for training lay leaders.
咁咧一定係將嗰啲平信徒嚟到去訓練。
To work in their local church.
来到在地方教会服事。
That's us.
那就是我们啦。
He left $85,000.
咁咧，佢留低咗85,000蚊。
This is God's direct answer to your prayers for us.
呢个亦都系神点样应允大家嘅祷告。
We asked for you to pray for many individuals.
亦都请兄弟姊妹为个别嘅信徒嚟到祈祷。
And I can't tell you, I can't bring them all up today.
实在咧，好多嘢我都讲唔晒。
But I'll tell you, at our last camp, one pastor stood up.
咁咧，最记得喺最后我哋一次嘅聚会嘅时候，其中一位牧师企起身讲。
And he said, in 15 years of ministry, this is my first vacation.
他说过去15年我不停地来侍奉，我今次第一次放假。
Because he said, I had no one at the church who could take over. So Sunday morning, if I wasn't there, there was no church.
如果星期日我在主人不在教会的时候，就没有人来到照顾教会了。
So he never took vacation.
他一直都没有放假。
But he was at camp, he said, because my Sawsawpaw students, my lay leaders, can run the church.
今次我能够去到这个营地呢，就因为有刚才这个Sawsawpaw事工的那些平信徒，他们呢可以来到去打理这个教会。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
We had one lady stand up. She said, I've been a Christian for many years.
其中一位姊妹也站起身说，她说我已经是一个基督徒了，已经信主很多年。
And I've been afraid to share my faith.
我很害怕和人家分享我的信仰。
But now I have confidence after studying this program.
当我读了这个课程之后，我很有信心。
And she says, I wake up in the morning and think, who can I tell about Jesus today?
我每早起身，我都在想，我今天我将跟谁讲耶稣基督呢？
This is how God has used your prayers in Thailand.
这个就是神怎样回答大家的祷告。
To strengthen the local church there.
也是来到坚固在当地的教会。
It was hard for us to leave, but the Alliance has a new assignment for us.
我们虽然觉得很不舍得离开个地方，但是加拿大宣道总会对我们有一个新的任命。
We were living in Chiang Mai in the north.
我们原本在北边的清迈个地方来到居住。
And now the Alliance is moving us to Phuket in the south.
但是我们将会去南边这个布吉岛这个地方。
I'm sure that you have heard of Phuket.
大家一定听过布吉岛了。
You know that it's a beautiful island.
那个是一个很美丽的岛。
And a lovely tourist destination.
而且我哋时时去旅游都会去布吉岛嘅。
It's about twice the size of Markham。
大概比起 Markham 嚟讲咧，佢系两倍 Markham 咁大。
With about 350,000 people that live there。
大概有3,500人住喺嗰度。
But a million during tourist season。
但系咧，当呢个旅游旺季时候咧，好多好多嘅人。
I joke that in the 14 years we've been in Thailand, we've never had a short-term missions team。
咁咧，过去我哋喺泰国嗰日子咧，一路都冇短宣队嚟。
But now, I think maybe someone will come.
咁咧嚟到布吉島咧，我諗會有短宣隊嚟啦。
But that's the upside of Phuket. There is also a dark side.
咁咧，我哋睇好似布吉島係好靚嘅地方，但亦都有黑暗嘅一面。
And we've heard that Phuket is the number one sex tourism destination in the world.
而布吉島咧，實際上係世界第一個係有關呢個性嘅呢個嘅旅遊嘅點嚟嘅。
And in this picture, what's sad about this picture?
当我们看到这幅照片的时候
is that those are men.
其实那些是男人来的。
And if that's not sad enough, the government says there are probably 12,000 children in the prostitution.
而呢除了这样之外呢大概有12,000个那些儿童的娼妓。
Our boss would go and he said when he get in the taxi, the first thing the taxi driver asked him is, would you like a woman?
当你如果在那个地方一上这个的士的时候呢那个的士司机说问你是不是要有个女士啊这样。
And if he said no, they would ask him, would you like a man?
咁咧，如果你话唔要嘅，咁佢话男人啱唔啱咧？咁。
And when he said no, they would say, would you like a child?
咁咧，如果两样都唔啱咧，爱个细路仔好唔好咧
？This is really one of the seat of Satan.
咁咧，其实喺撒旦喺嗰度嘅势力实在好大。
So, what does the Alliance want us to do? There are three things.
咁咧，宣道总会叫我哋喺嗰度做咩嘢咧？有三件嘅事情。
First, to plant an international church to reach international residents.
第一，叫我哋喺嗰度植堂，植一间嘅国际嘅教会，嚟接触当地居住嘅人。
Second, to set up a home for at-risk children to take them out of prostitution.
而咧都希望接触嗰啲系因为儿童娼妓嘅问题，佢哋嘅受到威胁嘅嗰啲嘅儿童。
And third, to begin a work among the Muslim in the south.
亦都系希望咧喺泰国南部开始嘅事工，接触当地嘅回教徒。
Now Derek and I are going to do the first one to begin to plant the church.
Derek 同我咧将会开始第一样就系一个植堂。
And the international people there mostly are Europeans.
而喺嗰度住嘅嗰啲嘅人士咧，外籍嘅人士咧，大多数都系欧洲嘅人士。
Many of them from Sweden and Russia.
可能系瑞典人啊、苏联人啊等等。
There is also a group of old white men married to young Thai women.
亦都有一啲比较年长啲嘅白人咧，同当地嗰啲泰国嘅女士嚟到结婚。
Who are often very anti-Christ.
但咧，佢哋咧好抗拒呢个基督。
And finally, there's a big group of single teachers who serve in the international churches.
亦都有一啲嘅单身嘅教师，佢喺嗰度咧嘅教会嚟到服侍。
So the idea is to plant this church to use it as a platform to reach the others.
咁咧，我哋系希望直堂成为一个平台，要接触呢啲唔同嘅人。
Now, Derek and I, in these last 14 years, we have been working with leadership training.
過去嘅14年 ，Derek 同我咧都係嘅侍奉，主要就係話訓練當地嘅領袖。
We have never planted a church.
我從來未試過有直堂。
We have been working with the Thai.
我哋最主要咧接觸當地嘅泰國人。
We have never worked with Europeans.
我哋未同過啲歐洲嘅人士接觸。
We work with the Buddhist.
我哋同啲佛教徒接觸。
We don't know anything about working with the Muslim.
究竟點樣同回教徒接觸咧？我哋亦都未試過。
So I think if you made a list of people to not send to Phuket, we would be on that list.
咁如果我哋咧列张清单话系咪话唔应该派我哋去咧，我哋就有份。
But God is sending us.
但系神差我哋去。
And I think because this church is going to need out of the box thinking.
但系咧，我哋咧就好似一个跳出个框框嚟到去有个新嘅思路一样。
And God knows Derek and I don't know where the box is.
但咧，我哋實在連嗰個箱、嗰個框框係點，我哋都唔知。
So we're the perfect people to send.
咁咧，我哋咧就會去呢個布吉島啦。
But this is a big step of faith for us.
但係實在係要我哋踏出好大嘅信心嘅一步。
Because if that isn't enough, we also have no team.
因為喺嗰個地方實在我哋冇其他嘅同工。
We now have to raise money for the work.
我哋亦都需要為我哋嘅事工嚟到去籌足夠嘅經費。
And for the first time, we have to send our boys to boarding school.
亦都係第一次，我哋要將我哋嘅兩個仔咧，送去嗰啲寄宿嘅學校。
So at the beginning of the year, I told the Lord, if you want us to go.
如果今年開始嘅時候咧，我同神講話，如果你真係想我哋去嘅話
，then we need you to go with us.
你一定要同我哋一齊去。
And we need our brothers and sisters in Canada to be praying for us.
我哋亦都需要加拿大嘅兄弟姊妹為我哋懇切嚟到禱告。
And I asked him, I said, please do not send us if we do not have your people praying.
而咧，如果係冇兄弟姊妹為我哋禱告嘅時候，我哋真係唔去啦。
And that's why we appreciate you.
我哋實際上好多謝大家。
Because we know how much God has used you and your prayers to change Thailand already.
而我哋咧過去亦都見證到神點樣用兄弟姊妹嘅禱告嚟到改變到泰國嘅情況。
He has used you to strengthen the church.
佢用大家嚟到去堅固當地嘅教會。
Now he wants to use you to change Phuket.
神咧亦都希望用大家嚟到改變布吉島。
As we've had the opportunity to talk to people over the past year about this new assignment, one of the questions people ask us is why an international church? You speak Thai and you know the culture. So why are you working with foreigners? That's a good question.I suppose we could come up with different reasons for this. Because we know the language, it will be easier to get government permission. Or many of the people that we will be ministering are foreign men and Thai women. And because we speak both languages, we can help in their relationship. But the most important reason is this. Because we believe God is leading us there. That is the reason that matters most when you are searching for God's will in your life in any particular season.
而當我哋每一個人，我哋尋求神嘅旨意嘅時候，其實呢個係最主要、最主要嘅原因。
For me, the journey began in May 2010.
對於我嚟講咧，係喺2010年5月開始呢個嘅旅程。
I was in the country of Turkey at the time.
当时我在土耳其。
I was in the same room with two other missionaries from Thailand.
我当时在同两位去泰国的宣教士一起同房。
And they began to share about this new strategy for southern Thailand.
他们开始跟我们分享在泰国南部的这个新的传福音的策略。
One of the missionaries had already moved to the south to start a work with rescuing kids.
其中一个宣教士已经搬去泰国的南部，他要拯救当地的儿童的娼妓。
But the strategy was much bigger than a home to rescue girls or boys.
但是实际上整个策略不单只是来到拯救那里的男仔或者女仔。
They wanted to start a church for foreigners. There's 20,000 to 50,000 foreigners on that island.
而他们实际上希望接触当地的外籍人士，那些外籍人士的数目有2万到5万那么多。
And the CMA wanted to begin to reach the Muslims in southern Thailand.
而加拿大宣道总会也希望接触在泰国南部的那些回教徒。
Because we had been working with Buddhists for the past 80 years in Thailand.
过去八年其实我们不断的做的事工是接触泰国的佛教徒。
So when I heard about the strategy, I thought, wow, that would be fun to be a part of that new strategy.
当我听到有一个新的方向、新的福音策略的时候，我很高兴，我希望成为当中的一份子。
Especially the international church part.
特别那个的国际教会。
Well, I left Turkey and went back to Thailand.
我离开土耳其，回到泰国。
And I began to pray for the next 3 months about this.
跟着那三个月，我不断为这件事来到祷告。
But as I began to pray and think,
当我一路祷告，一路思想的时候，
God began to give me a dream, a vision for this new ministry.
神给我一个梦想，有一个意象，这个新事工会是怎样。
I remember thinking,
我很记得我在想，
wouldn't it be great if we had a strong international church in Phuket?
如果我们在布吉有一个很强大的这个的国际教会的话，
that had the resources to send Thai people to do church planting among the Muslims.
如果有这个资源来到是差那些当地泰国的那些的信徒来到出去那些回教徒集中的地方。
Because it's not always safe or the best strategy to send a white face into those areas.
其实原来要白种人去到那些回教徒的地方实在并不安全。
But the Thai people can move in there without much difficulty or danger.
但是泰国当地的人去那些地方无危险。
What if God were to use the relationships that I had built through Sawsawpa the last 8 years to challenge the Thai brothers and sisters to go out and to do church planting among Muslims?
但是是不是神使用我过去的八年和泰国当地的这些教会来建立到这个关系，以致能够差兄弟姊妹来到去那些地方呢？
And this international church can be the sponsoring partner for this new work among Muslims.
而这个新的国际的教会就可能会成为接触回教徒的一个资源。
After 3 months, I wrote to my boss.
而过去的三个月呢，我跟我的老细讲，
I was already getting excited about maybe leaving Sawsawpa and going down to southern Thailand.
我在想着，我可以离开 Sawsawpa 这个事工，去这个泰国的南边，实在多么兴奋。
But 2 weeks after I sent the letter, we received some bad news.
而我写了封信之后的两个礼拜，我收到一个坏的消息。
Our co-worker who was supposed to come back to Thailand to take over Sawsawpa could not come back.
我有一个同工，他原本是来会代替我来到去做这个 Sawsawpa 事工的，他不能够回来。
So we had to stay with Sawsawpa because no one else could give leadership to it.
咁咧，因为都冇其他嘅人嚟到接手呢个事工，我哋唯有继续留喺度。
One of the ways I have seen God's leading in my life is through my passions, desires, and dreams.
其中神带领我的方向，我是怎样呢？是我的热心啦，是我的梦想啦。
When I was in high school preparing to become a lawyer, God worked in my heart to take away a desire for law and replace it with a burden for missions.
而当我是读紧这个高中的时候呢，我原本想做一个律师的，但神就将我这个念头拎走了，而代替而来的呢，就是我要成为一个宣教士。
I felt God was maybe doing that again in May 2010.
我感觉到神是不是在2010年都是会这样做呢？
Even though God was doing great things through Sawsawpa, he was beginning to take away the desire for Sawsawpa and replace it with a new desire.
虽然在 Sawsawpa 的事工非常成功，但是神好像是将那个我对这个事工的心灵拎走，叫我们去关心泰国南部的事工。
But when I heard the news about our co-worker,
当我听到个同工的消息的时候，
I felt like all my excitement was sucked out.
连我所有的兴奋呢，不见了。
What I didn't realize at the time was that was one of those not yet things.
而其實我當時不知道呢，就是說時候未到。
It wasn't that the dream or vision had died and was about to be buried.
並非說我的夢想，我的意象是不見了。
It was simply a not yet thing.
只不過是時候未到。
God had something more important and pressing he needed me to do.
神有實在更加緊要的事需要我來去做。
And that was to keep Sosopo moving until there was sufficient leadership to take it over.
就是說讓這個 Sosopo 這個事工呢繼續來到去運作，以致有足夠的人來到去代替我。
Of course, if I learned that lesson back at the time, I would have saved myself a lot of heartache those next months.
而其實如果我當時知道是這樣的話呢，我跟著那幾個月所受的痛楚呢就會不需要了。
There was a verse of scripture that came around this time that I put on a sign in my office.
而當時呢，有些經文呢，是實在是，很觸動我的，我將它呢，擺在我的辦公室的地方。
It's Psalm chapter 37, verses 4 and 5.
就是詩篇37篇第四到第五節。詩篇37篇第四到第五節。那裡說，又要以耶和華為樂，他就將你心裡所求的賜給你。当将你的事交托耶和华，并倚靠他，他就必成全。
One of the lessons I had been learning through this journey is to trust God that He knows what He is doing.
喺整个过程里边，我学到嘅功课就系话，神肯定知道佢系做紧啲乜嘢。
And He is going to work it all out according to His purposes and to His timetable.
而神系依照佢嘅时间，依照佢嘅计划嚟到成就唔同嘅事。
This was not the first time I learned this lesson.
咁咧，其實我都唔係第一次學呢個功課。
And it probably will not be the last time.
亦都唔會係最後嘅一次。
But the new part for me was this.
但係呢個新嘅部分係咩咧？
That there is a direct relationship between my capacity for trust in God and my belief in His sovereignty.
就係話我對神嘅信心係幾多？以及對神呢個嘅主權嘅承認係幾多，係成為呢個正比例。
Let me say that one more time.
我再重複一次。
There is a direct relationship between my capacity for trust in God and my belief in His sovereignty.
我對神嘅信心有幾多，同埋我相信神嘅主權係幾多。
The extent to which I am able to trust God for His leading in my life is in direct proportion to what I believe about God and His sovereignty.
而究竟我的信心放在神那裡幾多，以及我承認神他的主權是幾多，是成為一個正比例。
As I believe that God is in control and working out His plan for my life increases,
當我相信神他的計劃，神在我身上所做的事情的時候，這個一路增加的時候，
The more I am able to trust Him for where He will lead me,
我更加相信神會帶我去他想用我去的地方。
The result of this kind of perspective is that I am able to experience the peace of God in my heart instead of the usual anxiety about the future.
當我用咁嘅角度嚟到去思想嘅時候咧，我就拎走我心中嘅疑慮，而係肯定咧，我知道神喺度引領緊我。
God really does know what He's doing.
神實在肯定知道佢係做緊咩嘅。
Especially when we are prone to doubt that during a particular season in our life.
當我哋喺人生嘅旅途喺某一個地方嘅時候，我哋或者會懷疑。
We began to have serious discussions with our leaders about our future assignment last year in May.
咁由佢舊年五月開始咧，我就同我哋宣道總會嘅領袖嚟到去商討呢個嘅事工。
I had been sensing that God was preparing us for a move because of the shift in my desires and my passions.
我感受到神係帶我去嗰個事工，因為我對 Sosopo 呢個嘅熱心已經係慢慢嚟到去減退。
But I wasn't clear on what that next.Assignment was going to be.
咁實際我唔知道下一個嘅事工會去邊度嘅。
There were a couple of possibilities.
其實有幾個可能性。
Bonnie and I have always tried to work with our leaders.
咁咧，其實 Bonnie 同我咧一路都係希望同教會嘅領袖嚟同工。
15 years ago, when we were deciding on where to serve, we did not have a clear country or people group to work with.
15年前啊，當我哋想侍奉嘅時候，實際我唔知道去邊個嘅地方，亦都接觸邊啲嘅民族。
Bonnie had grew up in Southeast Asia all of her life.
Bonnie 一路咧都喺呢個東南亞嚟到長大。
And I had lived in the Philippines for a year.
我哋都喺菲律賓住過一年。
So when our leaders asked us, "Where do we want to go?"
當個領袖問我哋，你哋想去邊嘅時候
，We said, "Well, Southeast Asia, but you decide."
我哋就话啦，东南亚啦，你决定啦。
Romans chapter 13 verses 1 and 2 says these words.
在罗马书第十三章，罗马书第十三章第一到到第二节。
Romans chapter 13, 1 and 2.
罗马书十三章第一到第二节。在上有权柄的，人人当顺服他，因为没有权柄不是出于神的，凡掌权的都是神所命的。所以抗拒掌权的，甚至抗拒神的命，抗拒的必自取刑罚。
These verses teach us that God is the one who puts leaders and authority structures in place.
这个经文教我们，神其实是将这个领袖放在有这个权力的位置。
Second, our role is to be willing to submit to those authorities.
而我们要做的呢，就是顺服那些权力。
And lastly, if we choose to rebel instead of submit, we are not just rebelling against a leadership structure, but we are rebelling against God himself.
如果我们抗拒的时候，我们不单是抗拒这个掌权的，我们甚至是抗拒着神的命。
That increases the level of seriousness of our submission immensely.
实际呢，我们这个信服的程度呢，得以这个提升呢，但我们是不是信服呢？
Our boss had a vision to reach southern Thailand over 15 years ago.
过去15年前，我的老细呢，已经说了，他很有心这个泰国南部的事工。
And this three-part strategy for southern Thailand has been around for a few years.
而過去幾年咧，已經有呢個嘅三方面點樣接觸南部泰國南部噶啦。
So as we were looking for our next assignment，
當我哋喺度睇緊我哋下一個嘅侍奉工場嘅時候
，Southern Thailand is where the CMA leadership wanted to focus。
實際上呢個加拿大宣道總會嘅領袖咧，已經係知道要關心呢個泰國南部噶啦。
So the logical choice for us is to work with our leadership and be a part of where they want to work。
而好合理嘅就係話，我同呢個教會呢個。總會的領袖一起來到去同工。
For us to move in this direction requires us to again trust in the sovereignty of God.
而我們這樣做的時候，去這個新的工場，實際上我要絕對相信神的主權。
If we believe that God is the one who put our leaders over us,
如果我們相信神其實將那些領袖放在我們之上，
And if we believe that they are seeking God's face,
而我哋亦都系相信佢哋系寻找紧神嘅面
，and that God reveals His plans and purposes to the leaders。
而神亦都有个领袖嚟到显示佢嘅计划。
Then we need to choose to trust God that our leaders have understood God's leading correctly。
我哋就要相信我哋嘅领袖系明白神佢嘅旨意系点样。
That is not always an easy thing。
呢个实在并不容易。
Because our Christian leaders are human。
因為我哋嘅基督徒嘅領袖都係普通嘅人
，and sometimes they make mistakes。
有時候佢哋都會犯錯。
Question：
有問題啦。
Can we choose to trust God and submit to our leaders, even at the risk of them misinterpreting God's leading？
而當佢哋係接收錯誤神佢嘅旨意嘅時候，我哋係咪仍然去順服咧
？Yes, we can。
啊，其實我哋可以。
Because even if that happens。
而就算係真係發生咁嘅情形
，I can choose to trust God that He can redeem anything。
我好相信神實在能夠改變好多嘅所有嘅事情。
And God can use anything to ensure that His will is ultimately accomplished。
神可以用任何嘅事情嚟到成就佢嘅旨意。
God leads us through our desires, dreams, and passions。
神咧係喺我哋嘅熱心啦，我哋嘅意象啦，我哋嘅梦想啦，嚟到带领我哋。
Secondly, God leads us through our leaders.
第二方面咧，神亦都通过领袖带领我哋。
And third and last, God leads us through His Word, the Bible.
第三方面咧，神系藉住佢嘅说话，就系圣经嚟到带领我哋。
Last November, I was reading in one of my favorite parts of the Bible.
旧年九月嘅时候，我读到我最喜爱嘅呢个圣经嘅呢个部分。
It's from Isaiah chapters 40 to 61.
就係咧，以賽亞書由第四十章到第六十一章。
It was during my devotion time。
係我靈修嘅時候讀到嘅。
I did not plan on reading that。
我其實冇計劃去讀呢卷嘅書嘅呢部分。
But God worked it out in His perfect time。
但係神佢就喺佢嘅時間嚟到成就。
As I was praying about our future，
當我為我哋嘅將來嚟到禱告嘅時候
，I told God，
我同神講
，that He needs to confirm it in His Word many times for me。
他要用他的说话来到不断不断向我们来印证。
Not just one time, but multiple times.
不单只是一次，是要好多次。
When God speaks through His Word, it can be somewhat subjective.
有时候我们说神他通过说话对我们讲的时候，可能会比较主观。
In Scripture, God is usually speaking about a particular situation in a particular context.
因为神在圣经里面说话的时候，其实是一个特定的环境，对一些特定的人来讲的。
And when we read those same words in the situation and context that we live in,
当我们读那些说话在我们现在这个环境的时候，
those words seem to come off the page of the Bible, and we feel like God is speaking right to us today.
我们今天读的话，我们感觉到那些神所讲的说话，好像就在圣经里面跳出来，就说神在这里跟我讲的。
Even though God said those words 2,000 years ago, 4,000 years ago.
甚至那些说话是神在2,000或者4,000年前所讲的。
I don't know how this works.
我实在都不知道为什么会这样。
But those words register deep within us, in our souls, if you will.
其实呢，这些说话就在我们的内心的深处来到动工。
And they give us the assurance and the confidence that God is speaking to me.
给我们肯定，给我们有这个信心，就说神对我讲说话。
When God first gave me the dream or vision for this international church in May 2010,
当在2010年5月的时候，神给我这个梦想，这个意象的话，
the words all nations came to mind at the time.
我一路咧就记住呢一个嘅万民呢个字。
Those words stayed with me for these last 2.5 years.
过去嘅两年半，我不断纪念到呢个字。
And when I began reading in Isaiah last November,
而当旧年十一月我读到以赛亚书嘅时候
，Allow me to read to you some of those verses that God spoke to me during that time.
我想大家都系或者可以揭去以赛亚书第42章。以赛亚书42章，我哋睇睇神究竟喺当时同我讲咗啲咩说话。以赛亚书42章。
On November 29th, I was reading Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1。
喺呢个11月29号嘅时候，神同我讲以赛亚书42章
，verse 1。
以赛亚书42章第一节，圣经话。但看啊，我的仆人，我所扶持、所拣选、心里所喜悦的，我要将我的灵赐给他，他必将公理传给万邦外邦。
And then verses 6 and 7。
而跟住咧会读第6、第7节。我耶和华凭公义召你，必搀扶你的手，保守你，使你作众民的中保，作外邦人的光，开瞎子的眼，领被囚的出牢狱，领坐黑暗的出监牢。
I wrote in my journal the words, the nations in Phuket, ?
我在我的灵修日记就写低了在布吉的万民，放了一个问号在这里。
December 8th, chapter 49, verse 6.
在12月8号的时候。
Chapter 49, verse
6. 是第49章第6节。49章第6节，现在他说，你作我的仆人，使雅各众支派复兴，使以色列中得保存的归回，尚为小事。我要使你作外邦人的光，叫你施行我的救恩，直到地极。
I wrote in my journal, a reference to Jesus, but applies to us in a ministry in Phuket.
我呢就喺我嘅灵修日记嗰度。寫低咗呢樣嘢，其實咧就係話同呢個耶穌基督有關，我哋嘅情況係點咧
？December 16th，
12月16号
，Chapter 55 verses 4 and 5。
以赛亚书55章第4、第5节，以赛亚书55章第4、第5节，我已立他作万民的见证，为万民的君王和司令，你素不认识的国民。你也必召来，素不认识你的国民也必向你奔跑，都因耶和华你的神以色列的圣者，因为他已经荣耀你。
I wrote the two letters, English letters, IC for International Church in my journal.
我喺嗰度写咗两个英文字 IC， 就系代表呢个国际教会。
And last one, December 17th.
最后一段就系喺12月17号。
Chapter 56, verse 6。
是第56章第6节， 56章第6節。
Chapter 56, verse 6.
還有那些與耶和華聯合的外邦人，要侍奉他，要愛耶和華的名，要作他的仆人，就是凡守安息日，不干犯，又持守他約的人。
My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations.
其實在第七節那裡說，他說，因我的殿必稱為萬民禱告的殿。
After writing this verse in my journal,
而當我寫低了這節，在日記那裡寫低這個經文的時候，
I wrote these words.
我寫了這些字。
Okay, Lord, I'm in.
我告訴神聽，我去了。
God kept reminding me about his heart to reach the nations, the foreigners.
神不斷是在我的心裡去攪動，叫我們去接觸萬民，接觸一些外邦的人。
To help bring justice where there is injustice.
要在不公平的地方帶來這個公平。
Such as with child prostitution.
好像這個兒童娼妓的問題。
Or the ethnic minority groups that work like slaves in Phuket.
或者在當地的少數民族，他們好像奴隸一樣來做工。
And God wants to use us to be a light bearer for him in the darkness there.
神要使用我們在那個地方的黑暗，成為一個大光給他們的人。
But the darkness of sin and the bondage of people to sin is not only in Phuket.
但是實際上那個的黑暗和被罪的捆綁，你猜是不是只是在布吉島呢？
It is right here in Canada as well.
實在在加拿大都是一樣。
It may be just a little bit harder to see.
或者大家沒有那麼容易察覺。
But I'm sure that you know friends and co-workers that are in bondage to sinful patterns in their lives.
而相信我們會認識不同的朋友或者你的同事，他們實在都是在這些捆綁裡面來生活。
They long to be set free.
他們很需要，很希望得到這個自由。
Just like the foreigners in Phuket.
好似喺呢個布吉島嗰啲嘅外籍人
，They are simply waiting for someone with the courage to step out and get involved in their lives。
佢哋其實喺度等緊呢啲人有呢個勇氣嚟到去喺佢哋生命中嚟到做工。
To be a listening ear，
能夠聽佢哋想講嘅嘢。
To offer a word of hope and encouragement，
俾佢哋嘅生命上得著呢個嘅鼓勵，得到呢個希望。
Will you join God in this worthwhile effort to reach the nations with a message of Christ？
各位，你想唔想係喺呢個事工上邊有份呢？你要將耶穌基督嘅信息帶俾佢哋呢？我嘅祖父母。
My grandparents served as missionaries with the CMA in Vietnam.
其實咧就係宣道會差去呢個越南嘅宣教士。
They went over in 1918.
他們在1918年去的。
And my grandpa has written a book about those early years.
我的祖父母其實寫了一本書，是關於他們在那個時候。
And I was reading it the other day and I found a story.
而我有一天來到去讀的時候，我看到一個故事。
That I thought was a good picture of the mission, the work of missions.
實際上讓我們看到是宣教的一個很好的、很美麗的圖畫。
He said that Robert Jaffrey and two other missionaries were in the city of Da Nang.
扎富文牧師咧，佢係去呢個越南嘅一個叫地南嘅地方。
And they reserved a ticket on a boat going south.
佢咧實際上已經買咗飛啦，上一隻船去南邊。
Now in Da Nang, the boats have to dock out in the harbor about 3 kilometers.
而喺地南呢個地方，因為啲大船唔入到去啊，佢哋咧嗰啲大船要停喺出邊3公里以外嘅。
And the passengers take a little boat out to the steamship.
要坐一啲嘅接驳嘅船嚟到去嗰只嘅大船嗰度。
Now the boat was supposed to leave in the afternoon.
佢哋原本系要晏昼去嘅。
So they were told that they had plenty of time to have lunch.
佢哋咧就原本接收到嘅信息就话大把时候食饭。
So the three missionaries were having lunch.
咁啊，三个宣教士咧就喺度食午饭啦。
When all of a sudden they heard the whistle from the steamship.
咁咧突然间听到嗰只大船咧好似喺度有啲汽笛声。
And running to look, they saw it was preparing to leave.
如果你睇緊嗰只船咧，啊就嚟開咯。
So they rushed down to the dock.
佢哋一路咧就跑去碼頭嗰度。
But the boat was already gone. The boat to go out to the ship was gone.
嗰只接駁嘅船已經開走咗啦。
So they looked around and they found a native sampan.
咁咧周圍望，見到旁邊有隻桑板。
Which you know is either sail or rowing.
嗰只桑板你大家都知啊，一係就爬，一係就靠嗰個帆。
And there was no wind, and the tide was against them.
咁咧，當時咁啱冇風，而嗰啲咧，佢哋又逆流。
But one of Robert Jaffrey's life verse is, in what was it? While being on the way, the Lord led me.
其中一個澤富文牧師最喜歡的一個的經文就是說，當我在路上的時候，神同我一起。
So they got on the sampan and started off.
於是他們就上了山板那裡，開始爬出去。
But it was apparent they would not make it.
似乎真的追不到了。
And just then they met the small boat coming the other direction.
他們看到有一隻很小的船向他們來到開來。
So they bargained with the captain to take them back.
跟那個船長就說，我可不可以車載我出去呢？
They didn't know that that was actually the governor's boat.
他們不知道其實那些是政府官員的一隻船來的。
So they got onto the other boat and started on the way.
於是他們上了那隻船，就去追那隻大船了。
And Reverend Jaffrey went up and pulled on the whistle.
那麼澤富文牧師走上去就拉那個氣笛。
To signal the bigger boat.
希望那隻大船聽到。
But all he got was a little toot toot.
沒有聲，只有toot toot的聲。
There was not enough steam to make it loud enough.
因為咧實在唔夠蒸氣啊，所以咧淨係嘟嘟嘟咁聲。
In fact, there was not enough steam to even get out to the other boat.
咁咧根本如果都冇蒸氣啊，點樣追到只大船咧
？So Mr. Hosier went down into the bottom of the boat.
咁咧另一個船友叫做 Fusia 咧，佢就走咗去嗰只船嘅底下。
And he began to shovel coal into the steamer.
咁你要將嗰啲煤炭咧就放落去嗰個嘅蒸氣爐嗰度。
And Mr. Hughes, the other missionary.
另外一個宣教士叫做 Mr. Hughes。
He commented, he said, it's going to take a lot of prayer to get us to that boat.
他說我們實際上是很緊要，我們需要來到祈禱的。
So, like the children of Israel in the days of Ezra, they decided they would divide the labor.
好像在以斯拉舊約聖經記載的日子，他們分擔他們不同的工作。
Mr. Jaffrey would blow the horn.
那麼澤富文牧師呢，就拉個氣笛。
Mr. Hosier would shovel the coal.
阿豪斯先生咧就喺度拨嗰啲煤炭落去。
And Mr. Hughes had the task of praying.
咁 Hughes 先生咧就喺嗰度祷告。
I'm sure that all three men were praying.
其实三人，我相信佢哋一齐都其实喺度祈紧祷嘅。
But Mr. Hughes was the one who had the time to on his knees to pray.
但系咧 ，Mr. Hughes 咧就系跪在呢个甲板上嚟到去祷告。
So in this way, they made it to the boat.
咁咧，佢哋终于追上嗰只船。
And the captain, he sees the governor's ship coming with whistle blowing.
當嗰個大船嗰個嘅船長睇到有一隻政府官員嘅船嚟到，嗰啲汽笛又喺度響嘅時候咧
，So he thought he must have overlooked some important official business。
佢喺度諗緊係咪我唔記得咗某個政府官員未上船咧
？So he put the anchor down。
於是咧佢就放低個鏢。
Imagine his surprise when three missionaries with second-class tickets came up on board。
咁咧，於是佢行到上去，俾張嘅二等艙嘅船飛俾佢睇。
But I thought, what a great picture of missions.
呢個係幾咁美麗嘅圖畫。
Derek and I, we are the whistleblowers.
Derek 同我咧，好似喺度拉氣笛嘅人。
But we could not get anywhere if we did not have people who are shoveling and who are praying.
但係如果冇人喺度畢嗰啲嘅煤嘅時候，亦都冇人喺度禱告嘅時候，我哋邊度都去唔到。
The biggest part of the work are the two people, the one who will give of their time and their resources.
但係我哋喺背後，我哋俾咩嘅資源，實際上成為好大嘅支持。
And the ones who will take on the task of praying，
亦都係需要有人係負擔起禱告呢個嘅任命。
And we can all pray， but we need people who are especially committed to faithfully pray。
我哋每一個人都需要禱告，但我哋更加需要忠心禱告嘅人。
And then that means that Derek and I can get out there and blow the whistle。
所以當阿 Derek 同我吹嘅時候咧，我哋可以拉響嗰個嘅氣笛。
And personally, I think of the three, Mr. Jaffrey had the easiest job.
似乎咧系澤富文牧師嗰個工作最容易。
Without the other two, he couldn't make it.
但系如果冇其他嘅兩位宣教士，根本系做唔到。
And I think God is calling us again to be part of this boat to reach the world.
但系我感受到神咧，其實系呼召紧我哋成为好似喺只船上面嘅乘客，我哋接触系未听闻福音嘅地方。
And Derek and I are very blessed to be part. To be on the boat with you here at NCAC.
而 Derek 同我咧喺呢個基督宣道會咧，同大家同埋喺只船嘅時候，實在何等嘅祝福！